4H. Exercise 5, page 37.
Good afternoon. I'm joined in the studio today by local teenager Bill Adams. Bill has recently returned from a holiday in Hawaii, where he survived a volcanic eruption, and he's here to share details of his experience. So, Bill, tell us all about it.
Well, my parents and I had already been on the beautiful island of Maui for 2 days, and we were enjoying our holiday. We had visited a few places and couldn't wait to do more activities during our stay there.
Nice. So what exactly happened on that day?
We were getting ready to go to the sea that morning, but the hotel receptionist stopped us and told us that there was a warning about a possible volcanic eruption. He told us to go back upstairs and to shut all the windows tightly. We waited anxiously in our room for any new information to come up. We felt really scared.
I see. So how long had you been waiting before things got out of control?
Not long. About half an hour later, we noticed this huge dark cloud block the sun. My parents and I ran to the window. A few seconds later, we saw these flashes of fire in the sky that looked like lightning. We started screaming because the cloud was approaching. After that, hot ash started falling from it, covering everything around us.
How scary! What happened next?
Well, this continued for quite some time. Thankfully, the lava didn't escape the volcano. Otherwise, it could have been terrible. After the cloud had finally disappeared, the emergency services arrived to help us.
How did you feel at the end of this shocking disaster?
Just relieved that everyone on the island was alive. There was, of course, a lot of damage to the buildings and the green areas on the island. But, as my dad said, we were all safe and that was all that mattered.
Indeed. Thanks for coming in and telling us your story, Bill.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.